Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Friday the 5th of August, Rabbi Chaim Tzvi Kohen. Ko Omar Hashem or Zeh Hadovo.
Good morning. The title, as you heard, is Zeh Hadovo or Ko Omar Hashem. And I'm going to talk about the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and that of other Nevi'im, the level, the great level of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and also, strangely, a comparison between the Nevuah of Bilam and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Parsha starts off, Vayedaber Moshe et Roshi Amate, Bnei Yisrael Eimor, Zeh Hadovor Asher Tzivo Hashem. Rashi on the spot quotes a Sifri, which says, Moshe Nisnabe B'choy Omar Hashem K'hatzeis Alaylo. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that there was going to be Makas B'choyros, the final Makas, he said, K'choy Omar Hashem, says it Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'anevi'im, and we find regularly with other Nevi'im, Nisnabu b'koy Omar Hashem. They also use regularly, you find throughout Tanakh, the Nevi'im use the expression koy Omar Hashem. However, the Sifri says, Moisif aleim Moshe shenisnabe b'loshe zeh hadovor. Moshe had an extra mile, an added level of Nevuah. He used the words zeh hadovor. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Endos LeYaakov asked two questions. First of all, what is the difference between Koy Omar Hashem and Zeh Hadovor? Koy Omar Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Zeh Hadovor, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. What is the difference, therefore, between Zeh Hadovor and Koy Omar Hashem? Second of all, he says, if Zeh Hadovor is a greater mila of, a greater darg of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, why does the Torah wait until the end of Sefer Bamidbar to tell us this, rather than telling us this in Shmois, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu first communicates with Moshe Rabbeinu, gives him messages to give to Pyro and Klal Yisrael, why aren't we told there this idea of Zeh Hadovor, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke on a higher level? In order to have a better understanding of what the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was, and how it differed from other Nevi'im, you go to Parshas Baalei Sechor. At the end of Parshas Baalei Sechor, there was the episode of Aaron and Miriam who spoke in a way about Moshe Rabbeinu that was relative to his madrega, was derogatory, was considered as a lashon hara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer, Shimuno Devorai, listen to my words. Im ye neviachem Hashem, if any novi receives a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamaro elov es vado. I appear to him, I make myself known to him in a vision. Bachaloim adaber boy. I speak to him in a dream. Loichein abdi Moshe, not so with Moshe. Bechol boy beisi nemanu. Per el per adaber boy. I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu per el per, mouth to mouth, face to face. Bamar e. Notice the difference. The first time it says mar o. A vision, mar'e means a clear picture, that you can see something. Bamare, v'loi v'chidois, not with riddles or parables, u'tmunas Hashem yavit, he sees a picture, whatever it means exactly, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Madua lo yereisem l'dabir ba'avdi Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we're being told, he has a mar'e, he sees things as they are, clearly. Whereas the other Nevi'im, it's Bamar, or it's a vision of some sort, it's a dream. Clearly, there's a difference, a significant, a great difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. To understand this difference even further, we're going to look at Parshas Balak. There was an evil man, a Rosha. His name was Bilam. Chazal tell us he was depraved, he was immoral, he was a greedy man. And about this man, the Sifri in Parshas Vezeis HaBrocha, the end of the Torah, tells us the following. The Pasuk says, V'leikom Novi b'Yisrael k'moshe, on which the Sifri comments, Abol bu'umois kom, ve'eze ze bilon ben v'oir. Klal Yisrael never had a Novi of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu ever again. But there was such a Novi amongst Umay Sa'edah. You know who that was? That was this evil, depraved, immoral, greedy man, Bilam HaRosha. He was a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we understand this? How can it be? How could it possibly be that we can compare the Nevuah of Bilam with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avihen Shel Kol HaNeviim? What similarity can there possibly be between his Nevuah and that of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoda HaTorah at the beginning of Perek Tes says the following. Dovor borur mufurish b'Torah shehi mitzvah emedes lo'ilam alo'il mi'olamim ein lo le'shinui v'le giroyim v'le tisefes. Anything in the Torah is eternal. No Novi is allowed to make any new mitzvahs. Therefore, the Rambam says, if any man were to arise either from the Umos HaOlam or from Klal Yisrael, perform a wonder, perform a miracle, and he will say, Shashem Shlochi Ahisit Mitzvah Ligra Mitzvah, come along and say, I'm a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He performs a miracle to prove that he's a Novi. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told me to add a mitzvah to the Torah, or this mitzvah is no longer relevant. The Rambam says, Hareze Novi Sheker. He is a false prophet. And he adds on, Sharibola Hakish Nivuasi Shal Moshe, because he has come to contradict, to go against the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Risk Gerol, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains that the Rambam is telling us the Nevuah of Moshe is Torah. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said as a Nevuah, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was immediately the chilek of the Torah. Even before it was written down, his words were words of Torah, with all that that includes. However, regarding all other Nevi'im, that is not so. The words of Nevi'im are not called Divrei Torah, they're called Divrei Kabbalah. And that is why, Balacha says, you're not allowed to put a Sefer Nevi'im on top of a Chamisha Chomshei Torah. Because the Chamisha Chomshei Torah are Torah, the Nevi'im are Divrei Kabbalah, and the Kedusha is not the same. Even the Nevuos of the Ovos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were not Torah when they were said. Only later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu recorded them, wrote them down in the Sefer Torah, then they became a chelek of the Torah, but not till then. However, the Nevuah of Bilam, of all people, or Bilam HaRosha, whatever he said, his words, his Nevuah, were Torah immediately, even before Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them down. And it is this that the Sifri is saying when it says that the Nevuah of Bilam was like Moshe Rabbeinu, not chas v'sholem, that he was on the daraga of Moshe Rabbeinu. But on this point, that his words were Torah when they were said, that was the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he spoke the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Torah. Similarly with Bilam, his Nevuahs were Torah as soon as they were said. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara there is talking about who authored the various Sephorim of Tanakh. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara says, Moshe Kosav Sifroi U'Parshas Bilam. Moshe wrote his Sefer, and you know what else? He also wrote Parshas Bilam. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. part of the Torah was the Parsha of Bilam. What does it mean he wrote the Sefer Torah and he also wrote Parshas Bilam? However, all the Nevuos, as we said, all the Nevuos that preceded Moshe Rabbeinu only became Torah when he actually wrote them into the Sefer Torah. The Nevuah of Bilam was Torah, it was a standalone chelik of Torah, even before Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, and he also recorded in the Sefer Torah this other thing which was already Torah, which was the Parsha of Bilam. So it's appropriate to say that Moshe Rabbeinu kosav Sifroi, and in the Sefer Torah he also wrote the Parsha of Bilam, which was already Torah, and now he wrote it down in the Sefer Torah. However, obviously this needs further explanation. Bilam, of all people, why should he be zeicher to that sort of nevuah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that his words also became Torah, as Sunni has said, that this great, evil, depraved man, that his words of nevuah should become Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that needs explanation. There was a further very great difference between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu for the very first time in the snare, in the burning bush in Shemos, Moshe Rabbeinu was very reluctant, as we know, to take on the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him. Go to Mitzrayim, talk to Paro, take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. For a whole week, Moshe Rabbeinu argued with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo ish devarim anochi. I'm not a man of words. Gam mitzmoil, not yesterday. Gam yishil shoyim, the day before. Gam mi oz dabercho el abdercho, ever since you started talking to me." Rashi says that means a whole week. Ki chavad peo chavad loshin anochi. My mouth is difficult, my tongue is difficult, I can't talk. You want to send me to Paro, you want to send me to the Yidden, they should listen to me. Gelish, I can't talk. Why did Moshe add these words? Gam mitzmoel, gam mishil shoim, gam mi'oz daberech el abdecho. If all he wants to say is, I can't talk, then say that. Loi ish devorim anoichi, ki chvad pech, vad loshim anoichi. I can't talk. What's the difference how long you haven't been able to talk for? Right now you can't do so. Why is he adding those words? Again, the Brisker Rav, the Chassadik Lebracha, explains. When all other Nevi'im were given their missions and their messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were also given all the faculties, all the skills that they needed to give over that message in the best possible way. Yeshaya Novi says, Elohim Nosan li l'shoin li mudim. The Rabbeinu Shlalem gave me a skilled tongue. They were orators. They had to be. They were speaking to kings. They were speaking to masses of people. Klal Yisrael had to hear what they said. They were given the ability, the skill to speak in a wonderful manner. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shlalem, you've been talking to me now for 7 days. A whole week. 7 days. And I still don't have the ability to speak. I'm still kvad peh kvad loshen. Gam mitzmoel, gam mishilshen, gam mi'ov daverech el abdecha. A whole week you've been talking to me and you haven't given me this ability to speak and you want me to go and speak to Paro now. What does the Rebbeinu Shlalem answer him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ata leich v'anechi eye im picho. Now, go, I'll be with you. Thank you very much, but I can't speak. What does it mean? Pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I'm going to be with your mouth. You are different to all other Nevi'im. You don't need to be an orator. You don't need the ability to speak. Because I am going to be with you. My words are going to come through you. Shechinah midaberes mitoich goreincho. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are going to be a channel for my words. The words that come out of your mouth are going to be my words. In fact, it may be very well, I think I've seen this somewhere, that Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Moshe Rabbeinu to be an orator. that people shouldn't come along in later generations and say, oh yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was a wonderful speaker and he was very, very impressive. He was a hypnotic speaker and somehow he managed to persuade the people to accept what he said. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk. He stuttered. He couldn't open his mouth and speak a whole sentence properly. So clearly that was not the case. But when it comes to speaking to Paro, when it came to giving over Nevuahs to Klal Yisrael, they came out with an enormous power, an enormous energy. They were the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Signoin Echod Oilo Lekama Nevim, Ve'en Shnei Nevim Misnabim Misignoin Echod. One Nevuah may come to several Nevim, but no two Nevim will express it in the same way, using the same words. Gemara brings an example from Avadia. Yirmiyahu said the same message essentially, but used different words, different mishalim. And the Gemara explains there that that is how Yehoshaphat knew that the Nevi'im, who Ahab had summoned to tell them, go to war, he knew they were lying. They were Nevi'i Sheker. How did he know? Because they all gave over the same message using exactly the same words. Just Kenish Sain. He knew that couldn't be. Because even though Kama Nevi'im get the same Nevu'ah, but Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misignon Echad, they must have been Nevi'i Sheker. Why should this be so? That Dafke Nevi'i Emes will use different Loshen, even though Nevi'i Sheker will use the same. One could have thought the other way around. The Nevi'i Emes, who are all getting their message from the same source, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, they'll say it the same way. The Nevi'i Sheker are making it up, they'll use their own words. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, Tanu Rabbonim, Horoye Uchlesei Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham Horozim. A person who sees a large crowd, a massive crowd of Yidden, he says a bracha, Baruch Chacham Horozim, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is cognizant, who knows the secrets, the inner secrets of every person's mind. The Gemara says, She'ein datom doyme zelo zeh, Vein partzufeihem doimim ze lo ze. An interesting thing. No two people look alike. Twins look very, very much alike, but not exactly alike. Nor do two people ever think in the same way. It's been said that we don't see people and events the way they are, but the way we are. Everything we see, we interpret through the lens of our particular experiences, our personalities. No two people experience life in the same way, in exactly the same way. There are all sorts of factors, all sorts of different factors, which play a great part in the way we see and the way we understand things. A simple model. Two people in the street. Suddenly, a Hatzolah ambulance flies past, blue lights flashing, sirens going. And one of them says, Oy, Nebuch, Refuah Shelema. And the other one says, wow, a simcha, Mazel Tov. Each person, his experience of ambulances, Lama Zogin, he will interpret this ambulance in that particular way. The other person, his experiences are happier experiences, and therefore he'll interpret it that way. I'm sure you can think of plenty of Misholim, plenty of everyday experiences are like that. How two people can see the same thing, hear the same thing, and yet totally different interpretations. So too, in the case of the Nevi'im, every Novi, his personality, his background, his darg of Nevuah, his shorish neshama, would all play a part in how he would give over the message that they received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The message was the same. Each Novi would express the message differently. If you can imagine looking at the sun through different coloured pieces of glass, you look at it through a red glass, it's red. A green glass, it's green, and so on and so forth. This is what Chazal referred to when he talked about the Vim of Klal Yisrael having an aspaklario she'enom me'iro. It's like looking through a very dark, very shaded and coloured glass, so that what you see is not clear at all. It's just vague images which the Novi has to understand and interpret. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, was totally different. Moshe Rabbeinu was, first of all, onov mikol adam, supremely humble, almost without ego, what the Sfarim call omitziloi shel guf, a shadow of physicality. That's why when you find in the Torah, like for instance, you find Avraham, Avraham, Yaakov, Yaakov, you find a psik between the two words, a line between the two words. With Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe, Moshe, and there's no psik, no chatzitza at all. One of the reasons given is because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard the Nevuah, it was like absolutely perfectly clear what was being said. Hardly any chatzitza there at all. The Shechina was medaberis mitech groino, came straight through him, totally uncolored, totally unaffected by his body, by his personality. What Chazal call aspaklario hama'iro, almost a plain piece of glass, almost clear. It's slightly opaque, though after all he's a human being. But it's not like the Nevi'im, totally different, where he sees things clearly by Mare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to him things very, very clearly. So the interesting thing is that Bilam also spoke the words of Hashem. He was also a channel for the words of Hashem, and also with him, Shechino medaberes mitoich geroinoi, but for a totally different reason. Bilam was so wicked, so depraved, that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu given him a nevuah in the same way that other Nevi'im received it, it would have come out totally, completely perverted. His desire to harm Klal Yisrael through his wickedness was so great that any nevuah coming through him would have been completely destroyed. It had to come through him, like with Moshe Rabbeinu, straight through him, without having any effect at all from him. The way the Shem Yishmol puts it is, his lashon is, in order that there should be no contact whatsoever between him and the dibul which had to come out through his tome mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a separation of chatzitza between his mouth and the dibul, the dibul went through him, came out Bitaro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put a pipe, an insulated pipe through him, so that the words could come straight through him without any contact whatsoever. So yes, it was Shechina Medaberes B'Teich Greino, but for a totally different reason. Again, this lies in the words of the Sifri. Bilam's Nevuah, like Moshe, was the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it was Torah, unlike all other Nevi'im. In this respect, Lekom Navi Oed B'Yisrael K'Moshe, but B'Umos Olam Kom. That in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu's words were the Shechina speaking, they became Torah, so too the words of Bilam. So this is the difference between Zeh HaDavar and Kayam HaRashem. We asked, apparently they're the same thing. Zeh HaDavar, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Kayam HaRashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But now you know there's a difference. Zeh HaDavar means these are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the actual words of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not just the message, but the words that the Ribbono Shel Olam said as well. Kayam HaRashem means this is the message. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The words of the Navi. Yes, they're heavenly inspired, they're Beruach HaKodesh, but they're not the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Based on this, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he has a fascinating essay in his Akdoma to Emes LeYaakov, well worth going through. Based on this, he says the following, Halacha L'maisa. A person wants to learn, but he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. He hasn't got an art scroll chumash, but he's got a chumash. So he sits and he starts reading the words of the Torah, Bereishis, Bara, Lekimis, Hashemayimis, Oretz, and so on. He's saying the words. He doesn't understand the word he's saying. He's Mekayim, a mitzvah of Talmud, Torah. Of course, a person who can do more, and that he's too lazy to decide just to do that, he's not really being Mekayim, a mitzvah, maybe he is, but the little Torah that he's doing, because he could do more, perhaps overrides that. But a person who can do no more than that, let's say, he's Mekayim, a mitzvah of Talmud, Torah, Keneged Kulam, as the Gaon says, every single word is a mitzvah of Talmud, Torah, Keneged Kulam. However, If a person would do the same thing with the words of the Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, or Torah Sheba'al Peh, no, definitely not a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because the main thing there is the message. The words are not the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't understand the message, you miss the point. That's not to say that it's not doing anything at all. It's certainly better to read Tanakh and Tehillim. Tehillim may be a separate thing. Certainly better to read than to be Mevatel Torah or to speak Lashem Hara. But Talmud Torah, it's not. Talmud Torah is only with Chamisha Chomishe Torah. The second question we asked was, if so, if this was such a wonderful thing about Moshe Rabbeinu, why does the Torah leave it to the end of Sefer Bamidbar, almost the end of the Torah, rather than telling us at the beginning in Parshat Shmos? And Rabbi Yaakov answers, from the Parshat Nedarim, we see that a person, a human being, because he is a Tzelem Elokim, is able to create new mitzvahs and averes. If a person makes a shavua to eat something, he now has a mitzvah saseh to eat that thing, the same as a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah on Pesach. Kechol asher yetzeh mipiv yaseh. Whatever you said, you've got to do it. It's a mitzvah saseh. Conversely, if a person would make a shavua not to eat something, he now has an issa, a loy saseh, a lav, not to eat it, in the same way he's not allowed to eat nevelo. The Pasuk says, lo yachil devorot. We could think, therefore, that perhaps in the Torah too, there are things which Moshe Rabbeinu himself had an effect on. Maybe he added things, maybe the words are not quite the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself perhaps added things or changed things, modified things, interpreted things. Therefore the Torah says, Dafke here, Zeh HaDovah. These are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single word, every ois of the Torah is written in the Torah, is the Dvar Hashem, is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is another aspect of the Madrega of Nevuah Moshe, of Moshe Rabbeinu, which I believe is truly awe-inspiring. And it's something that perhaps we could take something practical from as well. It's something that no other Nabi, however great, had anything like that at all. Not just a matter of Madrega, something totally different. We see this in Parshat Ba'al Eischa, in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, and also in last week's Parsha, in the Parsha of Benos Tzolofchad. All other Nevi'im received messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Borei Olam, each one according to his Dargah, but they weren't able to communicate directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu could at any time turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as he did in the case of Pesach Sheni. He needed to ask the Shaila in the case of Benos Tzolofchad. At any time he could turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ask a question, pose a Shaila, and get an immediate response. To my mind, that an infinitesimally tiny, insignificant creature standing on this earth should be able to turn around and talk to the Borei Olam, the infinitely great Borei Olam, the creator of the universe, that is something awe-inspiring. That a human being should be given that power, should be able to talk directly to the Borei Olam. Okay, so you think? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was created in such a way he had the ability to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the keyach to do this. What about us? It's a shaykhus to us. Listen to what the Mesirus Yesharim says. Perik Yud Tes, Veviu Chelke HaKasidus. The Mesirus Yesharim there is explaining Yiras HaRemus, Yiras Shemayim, the highest darug of Yiras Shemayim. And he explains how a person should approach tefillah. Listen to his loshon, beautiful loshon. Omnom, mishu baal seichel nochen, a person who's intelligent, a straight thinker, bimat hisboinenus v'simas leiv, with a bit of contemplation, paying attention, a bit of focus, a bit he talks about. Yuchal likvoya beliboy will be able to establish in his heart, in his mind, Amitas Hadavar, the truth of the following. Eich Huba V'Nosein Mamish Ima Yisparach, how he comes when he's standing in Tefillah. He comes and he discusses and talks, has a conversation, Mamish, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ulufonov Umischaneh, and in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's beseeching, he's begging. Umi'itu Umavakesh, making his request to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'hu Yisparach Shemoy, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mazin Loi, listens to him. Makshiv Lidvarov, pays heed to his words, pays attention to his words. Kasher Yidaber Ish El Re'ehu, as a man speaking to another person, speaking to another man. V'Re'ehu Makshiv Shemea Elov, and his friend listens to him. That's how he describes Tefillah. We are talking Mamish Ponim El Ponim with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Of course not on the Daraga of Moshe Rabbeinu, in our own level. But we are standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Any time we stand in Tefillah, we converse directly with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. May we be zeicher that our Tefillah should be heard and answered by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But, before I finish, I'd like to say a word in appreciation of the man who drives this wonderful program forward day by day, week after week. Maybe other people involved, well, I don't know, but he's certainly in the front line. The fact that I'm standing here now is testimony to his perseverance and his passion for this program. In the face of such dedication, in the face of such powers of persuasion, I couldn't say no anymore. Lehitfaleach just wasn't an option. In the zechus of this habrot satayr Reb Dudi, you should be zeicher, you and your family, to shef habrocha v'atzlocha, v'tizku liros vonim uvnei vonim oishkin v'tayr v'atzlocha.